Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening.
That's cute. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to their Spiritual Spotlight series. Today, I am joined by Elle Abizadeh. She is a dynamic life and relationship coach who has transitioned from her successful entrepreneur career to help others find fulfillment in all aspects of their lives. That is really impressive. Elle, thank you so much for coming on the Spiritual Spotlight series. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm somebody who's spiritual, who also works in the corporate realm. So I love people who have been in the corporate world that have transitioned over. I love hearing about their journey. So your transition from a very successful entrepreneur to a life and relationship coach is intriguing. Can maybe you take us through maybe a pivotal moment or moments when you realized your professional success wasn't fully satisfying your soul's yearning?
Yes. I built businesses since I was 28. And my last one was a electronic recycling company.
So cool.
And I had that for around 12 years, and I sold it 7 years ago. So I guess I was always into personal development, understanding spirituality, reading a lot of books, and taking a lot of classes. But then the moment that I realized that this is my calling to become a relationship coach was when my relationship of 10 years didn't work out. And I realized that, oh my God, we don't want the same things. And we had a conversation and I said, you know what, this is not working. And I took some classes. I don't know if you're familiar with Mind Valley and mm-hmm. through Catherine Woodward Thomas. And then I said, oh my, I got to, then I understood actually what was my 2% or 5%, what I did wrong in this relationship. And mm-hmm. then I realized that throughout my work experience, all my relationships with my employees and people that I worked with was excellent. But then in the love relationship, there was like this many gaps. So then I began working on myself and understanding where the gaps was, and kind of went back to the childhood, come back to the present moment, and then I actually cleaned up, and I understand exactly what I did wrong in that relationship.
Yeah, and I think it's really important that, you know, I think as successful entrepreneurs, you know, that are in relationships, like sometimes we can be so focused on our career and then yes. our relationships kind of fall by the wayside. And then we're shocked when it falls apart. Like, it's like, wait, like, you know, and I really respect the fact that, you know, unfortunately you had this breakdown, but then you're able to look within and you found courses and you took accountability and really shifted that. And now you can empower others to kind of like, look, you can have a fulfilling life, a wonderful relationship. I think that's just such an important skill to have for sure.
Yes. I mean, I realized that I actually, to keep that relationship, I actually ignored my feelings and my mm-hmm. needs, and just to keep it going. And then at the end of the day, if I'm not fulfilled as in a relationship, then why am I even trying? So, sure. Yeah. So it was just like, okay, you know, but it was interesting. At the beginning, I was bitter and angry and hurt and, you know, felt very lonely. And it was throughout my working and actually having my businesses, I felt alone because I didn't have that interaction.
Yeah.
I was working full time, more than full time. When you have your own businesses, it's kind of your life.
Yeah, for sure. So you've mentioned that you had a transformative journey of self-discovery that you embarked on to find a balance between the professional ambitions and emotional well-being. Could you maybe describe some key moments or experiences during that journey that were spiritually enlightening for you?
Yes. So, I mean, even today, I can say I'm a workaholic. I am. But at the same time, I question myself on a daily basis that is this what I want to do? Is this where I want to go? And I give myself breaks. I go every morning, I go for a hike. I mean, there's like self-care stuff that I never did in the past. If I did it, it was just like, so it was not intentional and it was just not, it wasn't like, didn't work for me. But now I actually have a great relationship with myself.
I mean, that's really super important. Like it doesn't even if you're a homemaker or you have a career, like I feel like so many of us put self-care to the side and it's like, it's almost a stigma to really take care of yourself. And it's like, no, if you, and I'm sure you feel this now too, like if I'm not fulfilled and happy, then how am I going to provide love and care to other people?
Exactly. Exactly. And the other key thing that worked out for me was I befriended my feelings, which I could not do in the past. Yeah. So if I'm sad, angry, happy, whatever feeling comes up from the interactions that happens outside of me or some incident happens and some kind of triggers, I have some tools now that I can, you know, and that's how what I teach my clients. That it's okay to just sit with that feeling with at least 2 minutes, five, whatever time it takes for you to understand and say, okay, you know what? You're angry or you're sad. It's fine. Let's look at that. What happened? What do you need now?
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right. Like so many of us, it's like, oh, it's like we're afraid to have a feeling. But no, it's like, no, your body is telling you something. And like you're saying, you're digging in with your clients to say, no, what does this mean? Let's you know, look at the deeper meaning here, the deeper layer. It's so yes. important. We kind of like, I feel like we get on blinders, you know, with our day to day. And it gets uncomfortable to look at, you know, aspects of ourselves that we might not want to take ownership of. How do you perhaps coach your clients in, you know, really helping them to have transformations while also kind of, I feel like it's integrating like the dark side with the light side?
Yes, it's a balance part of it. So I do work with a bunch of entrepreneurs that they're like really successful in business and not in their rough relationship who I used to be. And it's a balance and it's just being so in touch with who you are and what your needs are. And it's work, but it's step by step. And it's understanding how you kind of interacting with other people, even the movement, even going to the buying grocery. Do you have the eye contact with other people? Do you say hello or you just like zoom in and out? And it's just, you're not open to receive interactions and have a conversation, just a small, you know.
I zoom in and out. So maybe I need to book some sessions. So it sounds like you have a very deep understanding of the significance of true human connection. Can you maybe elaborate on how you guide your clients in developing authentic relationships? And why do you think it's crucial for their spiritual growth?
I mean, the first step is to be understanding who you are and be okay with where you are and what has happened in the past. A lot of clients, or including myself, have some interactions in their past life throughout their families that was not pleasant. So we go step by step, and the forgiveness is part of it. that understanding that the people that kind of shaped who you are today, they didn't really have those understandings or the tools or knowings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that you just forgive that what happened in the past. And then let's just start from today and see who you are now. And what I give you an example. I had a client who in his 30s, he has a child in the middle of the divorce. And a lot of interactions with the ex was about his interactions with his dad.
Mm.
So in a couple of sessions, he really understood how that has shaped who he is, that those interactions. And then the question I asked him was that, okay, you have a three-year-old daughter. Are you going to also model those interactions with your child at today?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, that was the time that it hit him that yes, he had a big, huge heart, beautiful man that he just needed that kind of understanding and opening in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
That was then and today is today. And this is the 3-year-old daughter that she has, that he has to.
You bring up a good point about forgiveness. And I feel like forgiveness for people can be very difficult. They may not want to forgive, you know, others for actions that were done to them, or they might not be willing to forgive themselves. I would say that's pretty really like a really hard component of your coaching.
Yes.
How can you help people really truly to either forgive themselves or to release the energy of the issue that happened to them?
Okay, so it's a process and it's a journey and it takes some time. And basically, you forgive others because of for yourself.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you have to have that interaction on a daily, monthly. You know, you just, a lot of times I coach my clients to do a kind of a meditation kind of forgiveness in their head. And looking at the other person sitting there, and they can't tell the other person exactly what has happened and what has bothered them.
Mm.
So that release of talking, and if even the other person is not sitting there, that would be very soothing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the energy, it's all about the energy that brings up for when you forgive someone, and then the energy that when you forgive yourself, then you'll be kinder to yourself. I mean, I had another client, so I told him, I invite you to, when you wake up in the morning and when you're washing your face, look into the mirror and just tell yourself that I love you. He could not do it for like many weeks.
Wow.
And then I said, but just, I invite you to just try every morning. It's okay. He would get very sad. But at the end of, because we worked on those, why he cannot say, I love you, because he was ashamed of his behavior and this and a lot of other stuff. Then we opened it up and then we cleaned it out. And actually at the end of the, I think we had 10 sessions, he was able to at least look in the mirror and say, okay, I'm here with you. I am holding you on your journey. The love part didn't come that easily, but I hope that one day he can do that.
And I like the fact that you, it may not necessarily, like, I know that you do relationship coaching, but you're also doing coaching for the individual to truly kind of honor themselves, honor them where they're at, and love themselves. And I think, have you experienced a lot of your clients that, like you said, you had this one gentleman who obviously, you know, didn't feel like he was enough and worthy of love. Have you had other clients you've coached through that really now you're like, oh my goodness, they've empowered the beautifulness that they are.
Yes. And it's, you know, every client, almost every client that I have, we have to go through that journey of understanding mm-hmm. who you are and actually loving yourself first.
Yeah.
And then you can open yourself up to bring that life, ideal life partner to you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know what values they have and what values they, you know, they want to have in the other person. So it just, it's a, I mean, the first few steps are the self-discovery mm-hmm. to understand who you are and embrace who you are, and then open yourself up to bring your ideal partner.
So you bring up values. So what role do values play in your coaching methodology, and how do you assist your clients in uncovering their own values? And why is it such a fundamental step towards achieving personal and professional harmony?
I mean, it's, you cannot be dating someone or going out with someone who's not honest, if that's the value that you consider.
<That's> scary.
Yes, that's your, if you're an honest person and you want to have another honest person in your life, so you say this is about, and if there's you, if the other person doesn't have that value, then it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Even if you, like, five other things is the same thing that you want, but that, if that's the highest level of who, the value that you, you know, want, have in your heart, then it's not going to work.
Yeah. So do you help your clients to kind of like uncover, look, this, these are the values that mean the most to me, and this is the values that you should be looking for in another partner?
I give them homeworks.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So there's a lot of like, so this is how I work. The, I have them, I give, send them homework. There's a questions, the passages that they have to read.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they come back, we process everything together.
Okay.
So when they, I mean, on the questionnaire, it says, what are the values that you have? And what are the values that you want in your partner?
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, I really invite them to go deep, because that's the time that they understand what has not worked in the past.
Yeah.
And what they can invite to come in today that will work for them.
Yeah, I like that you give them homework. It's almost like, look, we're going to process this together, but this is work that you're going to need to dig in and do yourself. Like it's super important, because if you're just holding their hand, I don't know how much transformation they're going to be doing.
Yeah, it's a commitment. And also I don't call it homework. I call it heart work.
Oh,
because
I love that.
Really, it has to come from their heart, and they have to commit to themselves. I mean, the first time that we meet, I ask them what's their intention of this working together. And I keep, every time that we meet, we look at that intention.
Nice.
Sometimes we change it, modify it, but that intention has to kind of carry throughout the sessions that we work together.
So it sounds like you have like a tailor-made package system for each client. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about the packages or the programs that you offer for your clients now?
I coach my clients through Calling in the One and Conscious Uncoupling book.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 7 or 10 or 12 sessions that I offer. Actually, I'm putting together a group coaching at the moment that is going to be probably offering it in the end of October.
Okay, awesome. So by the time this interview airs, you'll have that coaching program. Will you be launching another one, do you think, in 2024?
I am looking into different, yes, because I see that as a very successful entrepreneur, you don't have that much time.
Yeah, so true.
And I understand. And I understand it. So I'm putting courses together as mostly audio, and then they can listen to it anywhere that they are. And then there was just like worksheet that they can just sit down when they have time to reflect.
Yeah.
And I also offer throughout those like 5 or 10 group coaching sessions, 2 sessions that we can, you know, work face to face, one on one. Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in maybe reaching out to you to do one-on-one coaching or group coaching, or maybe this audio program with the heart work that you're going to be putting together, where's the best place for someone to go to check you out?
So I believe in heart to heart relationships. So my website is heart2heartcoaching.org. So you can find me online and be happy to work with you.
Any piece of advice that you would give to somebody who maybe, you know, like you kind of went through this, and maybe somebody that is having a heartbreak or feeling alone, or what is maybe a piece of advice that can, you know, help them, guide them towards, you know, like what you did, you went to courses and read books, any piece of advice you have?
Just keep in mind that this moment and this heartache, it will pass. Just be open to receiving love from your loved one, that they're there to be with you. And then everything else will work out step by step.
I love that. Step by step. That's such beautiful advice. I think we forget that. It's like, you know, like you said, like you felt isolated and alone sometimes, you know, and it's like, wait, I've got, you know, maybe my sister, maybe my mom, maybe my neighbor, you know, but not Rachel, who's not going to talk to the people at the grocery store. I'm going to work on that just for you. Well, Coach L, thank you so much for coming to the Spiritual Spotlight series. You were wonderful to speak with, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.